Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 10, the stanzas 1 and 3. In the fullness of thy grace, to thy house I will repair, bowing toward thy holy place, in thy fear will worship there. And what follows, Psalter 10, the stanzas 1 and 3.
Thank you.
the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Exodus 12, the verses 1 through 13. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord, thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Exodus 12, the first 13 verses. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the tenth day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls, every man according to his eating, I shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door post of the houses wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire, his head with his legs, and with the pertinence thereof. And ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and that which remaineth of it until the morning ye shall burn with fire. And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. Thus far, the scripture reading. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Our Lord of the heavens and of all the earth, it is in thy good and thy special providence that we may have another Sabbath day. And then what a privilege it is when we may be given to see that each day, each Sabbath day, that it is thy special providence, a day of thy goodness, a day of thy mercy, where it may be proclaimed in a special way the saving work of a triune God, a day to reflect upon all thy goodness, but also upon all our sins, that thou wast not dealt accordingly, but thou wast done the opposite, that the doors of thy house have been opened for an unworthy people. And then we hope that each and every one has arrived safely to thy house. And now, Lord, we humbly ask thee for thy blessing. We read in thy holy word that it was at the feast of dedication, it was winter, and that thou wast walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. We humbly ask thee, wilt thou do the same in this morning hour? It is not a feast of dedication, but it is a feast of remembrance. And at the feast of dedication, then thou wast spoken so vividly of the good shepherd who was given his life that his sheep may be saved, and that the sheep are given to hear thy voice. Lord, wilt thou so dwell richly amongst us when the sacrament of our Lord Jesus Christ hopes to be administered in the midst of the congregation by renewal, and then a week of preparation, of examination has come to an end, and thou knowest most perfectly in each of our lives how it has been with that examination, how it has been with the exercises, with our prayers, the need for instruction, the desire for a token of thy favor, the trouble with the devil. It is all an open book unto thee. Oh, for a people that learns more and more what sinners they remain, and no hope in and of themselves, and also a profound impression that it is a holy table instituted by a holy Savior for a holy purpose, and that for an unholy people in themselves, a people who has learned what sinners they are, but where they were given to see, where the gospel has been opened, that precious Savior who has come to save and seek that was lost, a Savior that is able and willing to save to the uttermost. And our Lord, in the life of thy true people, then that true saving faith can be so assaulted, that faith can be so weak concerning thy dear Son, then it can come so low that there are souls that are given to examine whether they have any of that true faith, but yet a vehement and begging for a token, for a little instruction, and that their most holy faith, although they do not dare to call it as such, that it may be strengthened. And to that end, thy dear Son has instituted the sacrament with the signs of the broken bread and the poured out wine. And our Lord, then we humbly ask thee, wilt thou grant thy blessing? Maybe a few souls have come up with the prayer of the bride of old. Draw me and we will run after thee. Thou hast a people upon the earth that need to be led. Wilt thou then take by heart and by hand? And also a profound impression that at the table, so dependent upon the immediate working of the Holy Spirit to be given by true saving faith, to be given to look further than the broken bread and the poured out wine. May it be granted unto that people that they may be given to see no one but Jesus alone in his unfathomable love and willingness to save such a people. Lord, wilt thou grant that in this morning hour thy house may be a Bethel indeed, and that there may be souls that may be given to partake of that heavenly manna and of those everlasting waters for the satisfaction of their soul, as it is written in thy word that they shall be satisfied with the fatness of thy house. Lord, for those that have no wedding garment, how wilt thou impress deeply upon the inner recesses of their heart, their condition, that there is one thing needful. We shall all come through the world, the one a little easier and the other one with more trials. But then there is that one thing needful. Oh, come then down in this morning hour with thy spirit, with thy power, and with thy blood, that among young and old there may be many filled with the holy jealousy to belong to the true people of God. O great shepherd of thy church, wilt thou then so remember us and our dear children? We remember all those that could not gather with us. We remember all the mourning ones, all the elderly ones, all the sick and afflicted ones, with many cares and with many fears. Wilt thou remember them all, and that all these solemn callings, that they may come out of thy right hand, that they may be used for the saving of their souls, wherefore each and every one of us, we need to be born again, because otherwise we cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. We need, as the children of Israel, with that bite of that poisonous serpent, to be given to look on the cross, that we may be healed. Ah, Lord, thou knowest that it is all thy work from the beginning to the end, but thou wast also written in thy word that thou wilt be inquired to do it for the house of Israel, to do it for them. May we then be given to beg for a rich outpouring of thy Holy Spirit. Wilt thou take us by heart and hand? Spare that we deceive not our poor souls. May our eyes be upon thee. And we humbly ask thee, Lord, wilt thou grant thy gracious help in the administration of word and also of the sacrament. May it be for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 140, the four stanzas. God, be merciful to me. On thy grace I rest my plea. Plenteous in compassion thou, blot out my transgressions now. Wash me, make me pure within. Cleanse, O cleanse me from my sin. And what follows? The extra collection today is for the school. Psalm 40, the four stanzas. Thank you. in this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in John 1, and there of verse 29, where God's word and our text reads thus: "The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Our text words speak of "Behold the Lamb of God" with three thoughts. First, the needed pointing out of the Lamb. Secondly, the saving purpose of the Lamb. And third, in the Lord's Supper, the given signs directing to the Lamb. Behold the Lamb of God. The needed pointing out of the Lamb, the saving purpose of the Lamb, and in the Lord's Supper, the given signs directing to the Lamb. Thus first, the needed pointing out of the Lamb. Beloved congregation, our text words begin with the next day. On Thursday evening, we have spoken of the first day, where a delegation from the Sanhedrin was sent from Jerusalem to John the Baptist inquiring who he was. And now our text words, they speak of the second day, and then we read, the next day John seeth a Jesus coming unto him. Then in the life of John the Baptist, and so it is in the life of God's people, concerning the knowledge of the mediator, that there are degrees in that knowledge. John the Baptist, as the forerunner of the Lord Jesus Christ, he has received a mandate and instruction that he must preach repentance for the remission of sins unto the remission of sins. And then he was called to proclaim of one, John the Baptist, that stated, I baptize with water, but there cometh one after me that is mightier than I. He shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. But then it is clear that John the Baptist, not only a revelation in the opening of the word, but that he also received the promise concerning the Messiah, because we read in Matthew 3 that the Lord has revealed unto him a special sign, that the one that the Spirit would descend in the likeness of a dove, that would be the Lord Jesus Christ. And then further in our text words, and also at the baptism, first, then he received a revelation of the person of the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God. And now in our text words, then by renewal, another revelation, and that is the desire of the true child of God that they may be instructed and led further into the mysteries of salvation. And then we read, before John the Baptist was given to preach about the Lamb, that he was first given to see him. And the more that John may see in that precious Lamb, to be instructed concerning the things of the Lord, the more vividly he could proclaim that Lamb, that Christ was the Lamb that has come to take away the sins of the world. And now we read in our text words, the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, behold, there was a great need in the time of the Old Testament for that, behold, in the mother promise he was promised, and in the furtherance of the Old Testament, more light is fallen upon the coming Messiah, from whom he would come also his work and his glory. And then the prayers have been multiplied. Isaiah 64 verse 1, oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down, that the mountains might flow away at thy presence, because the Lord has a people that are given to experience that precious Lord Jesus Christ, that he is revealed, that he appears from behind the mountain of God's justice, because the Father demands a perfect satisfaction for all of our sins. Oh, then in the Old Testament, then there was that waiting church. Many texts in the Bible, in the Psalms, that speak of that waiting church. Oh, congregation, are there such waiting souls in my midst? And what do that waiting people experience? That with all their efforts, with all their works, with all their tears, with a reformation of congregation, it cannot be missed. When the Lord works by His Spirit, then it shall be experienced each time by renewal. But that people experience with everything that they have received, with all the goodly pearls they have gathered, and how precious they are unto that people. They would never want to trade them with all the things of the world. But the Lord, it is the work of the Spirit to make room for that precious Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world, thus awaiting, a needing, and also an expecting people. We have mentioned John the Baptist, not only way in the way of a revelation. Oh, there can be souls that receive the glimpse of that precious Lamb through the lattice of the Word. As I read in the Song of Solomon 2, there can be souls that have received the promise concerning that precious mediator, a further instruction of the work of that Lamb. But now John the Baptist, then he has received that revelation, and then by renewal, then Jesus has come unto him. It has been after he was baptized for 40 days in the wilderness. That is also a trial for the church, to be given to see and experience such rich things. And then 40 days in the wilderness, but the Lord has promised that he shall never forsake the work of his own hands. Then each time by renewal, then he returns unto his people according to their several needs. And now on this second day, then John the Baptist was given to see Jesus, that he was given to come unto him. And then we read, the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, behold. That word behold That is a pointing out. That is something very special and remarkable. And that is used to raise the affections. And now John the Baptist is given to call the Lord Jesus Christ by a special name. That is the Lamb of God, mentioned 2 times in the Gospel of John, and both in this chapter on the 2nd and the 3rd day. And for the Jewish people, and of course also for us and our children, then the Lamb, we find it many times in the Scripture, of course also when there is told about the flocks of different ones in the Bible, but that Lamb has a special meaning and a special significance concerning the sacrifices. Think of Genesis 2. Then Abram and Isaac, they walked to Mount Moriah 3 days. And then Isaac had a special question. Are there souls in this week that have been exercised with that question? Father, the wood and the fire. That is not strange to uncovered souls. The wood, that is my sin. And to that end, the fire of God's justice. And that fire must consume unless a way of escape is found. And then the question of Isaac, Father, the wood and the fire, where is the lamb for the burnt offering? That's the work of the Spirit, to teach his people those exercises and that question. And that becomes such an important question. And Isaac did not have an answer. Are there such souls in my midst? That of riddles, deep riddles, and no answer yet has found relief. And then what a blessed proclamation by Father Abram. The Lord will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. Thus that lamb in the first place was for the Lord. We have read together out of Exodus 12 concerning the Passover, what a rich instruction concerning the Lamb of God, appointing to the Lord Jesus Christ, who would come in the fullness of time. Then in the book of Leviticus, where it speaks of all the offerings, then each time we read of a lamb, we read of a lamb for a sin offering, a lamb for a burnt offering. We read of the daily burnt offering, a lamb in the morning, in the evening, on the Sabbath day double. And now John, on this special day, on this 2nd day, then he is given to point the people, the crowd, the multitude, when Jesus has come toward him, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Then undoubtedly, then John the Baptist, then he was thinking of the Paschal Lamb, of the daily sacrifices. And do we not read in Isaiah 53 verse 7, he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth, He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is dumb, as so he opened not his mouth. Behold, the Lamb of God. And it was required for someone to bring a lamb as an offering for their sin, that lamb needed to be from a clean animal. It had to be a lamb without any blemish, had to be owned at least 7 days old. It could not be a wild animal. Oh, so John the Baptist, he was given to point to that precious lamb. In the Old Testament, there was an asking, a need, a cry for that lamb for 4,000 years. How is it in our midst? Are there such souls exercised, burdened? Oh, then what a precious proclamation. Behold, the Lamb of God was a lamb that was appointed from the never-begun eternity, a lamb that has been given as a gift, because we read in John 3, verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but of everlasting life." Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Our second thought, the saving purpose of the Lamb. And we have heard it from Exodus 12, verse 13. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. And in that sacrament of the Passover, the Lord's Supper is coming in its place. Then that sacrament is given for the removal of guilt and to bring into communion. And then we have heard it, that lamb needed to be set apart for 4 days. Thus, that was a week of preparation, people of God. How has it now been in that week of preparation? That lamb that has been set apart, then for the children of Israel, whether in a little pen, and the Jewish writers even said sometime even in their house, then what a preaching that lamb was for the children of Israel, and especially, who did it concern the most, boys and girls? For the firstborn. Because the angel would slay all the firstborn when there was no blood. Are there such firstborn in my midst? Because those firstborn, they have received the message that it concerned especially them. Of course, the family circle also involved. It is a blessing when we may be exercised with our fellow man, but it especially concerned the firstborn. And so the Lord has a people that knows what it is to be exercised with the exceeding sinfulness of sin, to become a mourner, as I read in Matthew 5, verse 4, and to learn that they needed a sacrifice. Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Then it is clear The world is also used in John 3, verse 16, that it refers not to the whole world, because Christ has come to save his people. He has come to save his chosen church, his sheep. We do not know who they are. Thus, what a broad term. Oh, what a comforting words they are for a guilty people, the sins of the world, because they feel so much that world, that they are surrounded that world in their heart. Thus, that broad expression that includes all sin and every sin except the sin against the Holy Ghost, but includes all sin, even the chiefest of sinners. Thus, there is no one too black and no one too vile. And now that lamb, when we think of the sacrifices, we do not read of that in the Passover, but that lamb that had to be killed, the blood was gathered, and then they have went outside and with hyssop. Then they have put the blood on the side of the doors and on the top. And that was now the sign. Thus, the lamb did not only need to be killed, the blood needed to be applied, faith to believe it, and then the family had to enter into the house, and then the lamb had to be roasted without water. Does by fire that points to the justice of God. Not a bone was to be broken, and then the whole family was to eat of that lamb. They were to eat the whole lamb, and that is the mark of the true people of God. They desire that lamb not only to be saved, to be justified so they may go to heaven, but they also desire that lamb for sanctification. They need the lamb as prophet, priest, and king. And now behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. Then with the sacrifices, then the one who would offer that lamb had to place his hands upon the head of that animal, thus symbolically a transfer of sin. Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world, and even our boys and girls can understand it, that in the Old Testament, it all pointed to that precious Lamb of God, the dear Son of God, who was come upon the earth to suffer and to die. And when we consider the Lamb of God, our rich proclamation in the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, that broken bread and that poured out wine, what the Lamb has done to save his church, then in the first place, boys and girls, if you listen closely, then when you leave church, then you can tell your father and mother what color the Lamb of God is. Then in the first place, that lamb was so white, so pure, not one blemish, because he had no original sin, Luke 1 verse 35. He had no actual sin. Ah, the innocency of that lamb. That was especially declared by different ones, at least six, at the end, before the death, and after the death of Christ. And fathers and mothers, then you have something to talk about, who those six were, that lamb was perfectly white. but then that white lamb, we shall mention one, Pontius Pilate. He has washed his hands that he found no fault in the Lord Jesus Christ. But then we also speak of a black lamb. And how was that? When the offerer would lay his hands upon that lamb, then symbolically a transfer of sin. And now the Father, reverently speaking, has laid his hands upon his dear Son as the white lamb of God. And then that lamb was so black. Oh, people of God, exercises with our sin, then even our sin, what a blackness, what a vileness has come upon that lamb. Ah, then we see the willingness and the love of that lamb, that he was willing to take all the sins of all this church upon him. So boys and girls, can you remember it? A white lamb, and then the white lamb has become black. And then many times with the offerings, especially in the book of Leviticus, then we read those three solemn words, before the Lord. Then that lamb was brought before the Lord. And then after the laying on of hands, then that lamb may not live one moment longer, because so black. Then that lamb must die. Have we been exercised with the patient long suffering of the Lord? Ah, that the Lord is so gracious for sinners. That becomes the wonder for the true people of God. And to that end, that black lamb before the Father, then that lamb would turn so red, because the lamb was slain. The blood gathered, they have seen it with the paschal lamb. The blood must be applied. The love of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ah, that is so richly portrayed in the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. For that black bride, they learn that they are not white, a blessing when they may be led to paradise, when they were so white. But they have learned that they are so black. And with all their efforts, all their tears and reformation, then in the way of experience, they become blacker yet. The day that thou eatest thereof, thou must die. But now the King, in his love, then he has instituted for his people a sacrament concerning that lamb which was so white, so willing to become that black lamb, and that he has become so red. That points to his blood, all richly portrayed in the broken bread and the poured out wine. And then, oh, the lamb did not remain red. Then, boys and girls, then that lamb has become white again, because he has cried out on the cross, it is finished. The Father's justified, satisfied. Sin has been carried away. We read in our text those special words. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away. And in the margin it says, beareth away. Those words can also refer to be lifted up. The Lamb was lifted up on the altar. The Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, He was placed on the cross. And now the Father satisfied. And to that end, the angel has rolled away the stone for that perfectly spotless Lamb. He has ascended into heaven. And as that white Lamb, we read in the book of Revelation 26 times of the Lamb, nearly all the time the Lamb. Thus that is that victorious Lamb that has paid the price, and from thence He is gathering, preserving, defending, and He pours out those heavenly graces, and He continues in this world where there is so much enmity, that the Lord's Supper may still be administered, because He is King. He is the conquering King, and He has a remnant that so often can have so many questions and can be assaulted, that need the strengthening of faith and what else? Of the eminent desire to experience that communion. What a privilege it is when that Lamb of God may be proclaimed as John the Baptist, and who was able. That Lamb has been proclaimed for 6,000 years already, and the half has not been told, when the hearts may begin to burn, and then to sup with the Lord Jesus Christ at His table. Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. We have heard it from the verses 16 and 17, and of His fullness have we all received, grace for grace, for the law came by Moses, but the gospel by the Lord Jesus Christ, grace by the Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord grant it in this morning, that for the true people of God who have learned the need, the revelation, the preciousness, the desire, that they may receive grace for grace to do it in remembrance of Him. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 426, the stanzas 5, 7, and 9. Thou, O Jehovah, in Thy sovereign grace has saved my soul from death and woe appalling, dried all my tears, secured my feet from falling. Lo, I shall live and walk before Thy face. And what follows, Psalter 426, the stanzas 5, 7, and 9.
Thank you.
receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.